Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, I'm Maria. 3 years ago, I thought I had the perfect marriage. David and I had been together for 8 years, married for 5, and I genuinely believed his parents, Linda and Richard, were the in-laws everyone dreams about. Boy, was I wrong. "Maria, sweetie, come sit down," Linda said one afternoon, patting the couch beside her. "We need to talk about David." I set down my coffee cup, my stomach already churning. "What about him?" "Richard and I have noticed some things," she said, exchanging a glance with her husband. "Late nights, secretive phone calls. We're worried he might be... well, we're worried." Richard leaned forward, his face grave. "We raised our son better than this, Maria. If he's doing what we think he's doing, you have our full support, whatever you decide." "You really think he's cheating?" I asked, my voice barely above a whisper. "Honey, I found hotel receipts in his jacket when I was doing laundry last week," Linda said, reaching for my hand. "I didn't want to believe it either, but the evidence is there." My best friend Sarah arrived that evening. She'd been my rock since college, and she was the first person I called after Linda and Richard left. "They actually said they'd support you?" Sarah asked, pacing my kitchen. "That's huge, Maria. Most in-laws circle the wagons." "Linda even offered to testify if it came to that," I said. "She said she'd tell the court exactly what kind of man David has become." She was crying, Sarah. Actually crying. "And Richard?" "He said he'd make sure I got what I deserved in the divorce. That David wouldn't get away with destroying our family." Sarah pulled out her phone. "I'm calling my cousin Jake. He's a divorce attorney, one of the best. If you're really doing this, we need to do it right." 2 weeks later, I filed for divorce. Linda called me that same evening. "Maria, we heard," she said, her voice warm and comforting. "Richard and I want you to know we're standing by you. We've already told David we're disappointed in him." "Thank you, Linda. That means everything to me." "We've been documenting things," she continued. "Dates, times, suspicious behavior. We want to help you get the settlement you deserve. You've been a daughter to us, and we won't let him treat you this way." I actually cried with relief. "I can't believe how lucky I am to have you both." "Family is family, dear, and you'll always be family to us, no matter what David has done." The preliminary hearings went smoothly. My attorney, Jake, was confident. "With your in-laws willing to testify, this should be straightforward," he said during one of our meetings. "Their testimony about David's behavior, combined with the financial records we've gathered, puts us in a strong position." "Linda mentioned she has photos," I added. "Of David with someone at a restaurant." Jake's eyes lit up. "That's perfect. Make sure she brings everything to the deposition next week." The night before the big hearing, Linda called me again. "Maria, I need to talk to you about tomorrow," she said, her voice oddly flat. "Is everything okay? You're still planning to be there, right?" There was a long pause. "We'll be there. Richard and I will definitely be there. We just wanted to make sure you knew. We'll be there." Something in her tone made my skin crawl, but I pushed the feeling aside. "Thank you, Linda. I couldn't do this without you both."
"You're welcome, Maria. See you tomorrow."
I hung up and turned to Sarah, who'd been staying with me for support. That was weird.
What was weird?
Linda, she sounded, I don't know, different. Sarah squeezed my shoulder. "You're just nervous. Tomorrow's going to be fine. Better than fine. You're going to get everything you deserve." If only she'd known how right she was. The courtroom was smaller than I expected. I sat beside Jake, my hands trembling as I watched people file in. David arrived with his attorney, barely glancing my way. Then Linda and Richard walked in. They sat on David's side. "Jake," I whispered urgently.
Why are they sitting over there? He frowned. I'm sure it's just a misunderstanding. Let me...
All rise, the bailiff announced. Judge Morrison took her seat, shuffling papers. We're here for the matter of Martinez versus Martinez. Counsel, are we ready to proceed? Jake stood.
Yes, Your Honor, the petitioner is ready.
David's attorney, a slick-looking man named Robert Chen, smiled. The respondent is ready, Your Honor, and we have witnesses prepared to testify. My stomach dropped.
Your Honor, Chen continued, we'd like to call Linda Martinez to the stand.
I watched, frozen, as my mother-in-law walked to the witness stand. She didn't look at me once.
Mrs. Martinez, Chen began, you're the defendant's mother, correct?
Yes, I am.
And you've known the plaintiff, Maria Martinez, for how long?
8 years, since she and David started dating.
During that time, did you observe the nature of their relationship?
Linda nodded.
I did, very closely. Can you describe what you observed?
This was it. This was where she'd tell everyone about David's cheating, his lies, his late nights.
I leaned forward.
I observed a very troubled relationship, Linda said slowly. Maria was often controlling, demanding.
She isolated David from his friends, monitored his phone constantly, and created scenes when he wanted to spend time with us.
I gasped.
Sarah grabbed my arm. That's not, I started, but Jake silenced me with a look.
Can you provide specific examples? Chen asked.
Certainly. Last Thanksgiving, Maria insisted David leave our family dinner early because she wanted to go home. She called him 15 times in 2 hours. On his birthday, she went through his phone and accused him of cheating when he was actually planning a surprise for her anniversary.
Objection! Jake was on his feet. This is character assassination without evidence.
Your Honor, Chen said smoothly, I have evidence. Mrs. Martinez has provided us with recordings.
Recordings? Judge Morrison raised an eyebrow.
Yes, Your Honor. Mrs. Martinez had concerns about her son's well-being and documented several incidents. We have audio recordings of arguments, text messages, and even security footage from their home. The room spun.
Security footage?
I whispered to Jake. He looked as shocked as I felt.
I don't understand. They told you they supported you.
Chen pulled out a folder.
Your Honor, these recordings paint a very different picture than what the petitioner has claimed. They show a pattern of emotional manipulation and control. We're prepared to play them for the court.
How did you get recordings from my house? I demanded, standing up.
Please sit down, Mrs. Martinez, the judge said sternly.
Linda finally looked at me, and what I saw in her eyes made my blood run cold. Triumph.
Jake, we need a recess, I hissed. I need to understand what's happening.
Your Honor, Jake said, I request a brief recess to consult with my client.
Denied. This hearing has already been delayed twice. We'll proceed.
For the next hour, I sat in horror as Linda and Richard systematically destroyed every claim I'd made. They had recordings I never knew existed, text messages I'd sent to David taken completely out of context, even a video of me crying and yelling during an argument, edited to make me look unhinged.
Where did all this come from? I asked Jake desperately during a brief break.
They must have been planning this for months, he said grimly. The security cameras, the recordings, this was coordinated. They played you, Maria. Sarah appeared beside me.
I've been doing research. Linda and Richard could face serious consequences for this.
Secret recordings, manipulated evidence.
But the damage is done, I said, watching the judge review the materials.
She believes them. Look at her face. David smirked at me across the courtroom. Then he mouthed two words.
Got you.
That's when I knew. This wasn't just about the divorce. This was punishment. They'd never supported me. They'd used my trust to gather ammunition, and I'd handed them everything they needed.
Jake, I said quietly, I want to fight this, whatever it takes.
It's going to be ugly.
I don't care. They lied. They manipulated evidence. There has to be a way to prove it.
He studied my face for a moment, then nodded.
Okay. Then we need to find out exactly how deep this goes, because something tells me there's more to this story than we know.
He had no idea how right he was.
Sarah's cousin worked in digital forensics. 3 days after the disastrous hearing, we sat in his cramped office as he analyzed the recordings Linda had submitted.
"This is amateur hour," Marcus said, pointing at his screen. "See these timestamps? They've been altered. And this audio? Spliced together from multiple conversations. Whoever edited this did a decent job, but they're not professionals."
"Can you prove it?" I asked. "Already did. I can show you every edit, every manipulation. The question is, why would they do this?" Sarah leaned closer. "What do you mean? This level of deception, the planning involved, there's a motive beyond just winning a divorce case. They wanted to destroy you, Maria, personally, professionally, completely." I thought about David's smirk in the courtroom. "He's trying to take everything. The house, the business, even my reputation."
"Your business?" Marcus looked up sharply. "We co-own a marketing firm. It's worth about $2 million. I built it from nothing, but his name is on the paperwork because we were married when I started it."
"There it is," Sarah said. "That's what this is about. They want the business."
My phone rang. Unknown number.
"Hello?
Maria, it's Jessica,
David's sister. We'd been close once."
"Jessica, why are you calling?"
"Because I need to tell you something. Can we meet? Somewhere private?"
"Why should I trust you? Your parents just destroyed me in court."
"I know. That's why I'm calling. Please, Maria, there are things you need to know about what they've been planning." We met at a coffee shop across town. Jessica looked terrible, her eyes red and swollen.
"They've been planning this for over a year," she said without preamble.
"Ever since your business started making real money."
"What?"
"Mom and Dad convinced David to file for divorce. They said with the right evidence, he could get the business and you'd get nothing. They've been recording you, documenting everything, waiting for the perfect moment."
"But why tell me this now?"
Jessica's hands shook as she pulled out her phone. "Because I found these emails between Mom and a private investigator. They hired someone to follow you, to create situations that would make you look bad. That argument on David's birthday, the one they recorded, they set it up. The investigator sent David text messages from a fake number to make you suspicious." I stared at the emails, rage building in my chest. "This is fraud, witness tampering, maybe even conspiracy."
"It's worse than that. Look at this one."
The email made my blood boil.
Linda had written, "Make sure the evidence is airtight. We need her completely destroyed. No job, no money, no credibility. She deserves nothing for what she's taken from our son."
"What have I taken? I built that business. David barely contributes."
"I know," Jessica said quietly. "That's the point. They can't stand that you're successful, that you're smarter than David. They've been bitter about it for years, but they hid it well."
Sarah, who'd been listening silently, finally spoke. "Jessica, would you testify to this?"
"That's why I'm here. I'll tell the court everything. I have more emails, text messages between Mom and Dad planning the whole thing. I even have recordings of them coaching David on what to say."
"Why are you doing this?" I asked.
Jessica met my eyes.
"Because what they're doing is wrong, and because David hit me last night when I confronted him about it."
I saw the bruise on her arm, barely covered by her sleeve.
"He hit you?"
"He's always had a temper. They've been covering for him for years. But I'm done. I'm done protecting people who manipulate and hurt others." We went straight to Jake's office. He listened to everything, examined the emails, and made phone calls to people I'd never heard of.
"This changes everything," he said finally.
"With Jessica's testimony and Marcus's forensic analysis, we can prove fraud. But Maria, they're going to fight back. Hard."
"Let them try," I said. "I want them to face consequences. All of them."
"Even David?"
"Especially David. He's been lying from the beginning. The cheating, the late nights. It was all real, wasn't it, Jessica?"
She nodded miserably.
"With his secretary, Mom and Dad knew and helped him hide it."
Jake made notes furiously. "Okay. Here's what we're going to do. We file an emergency motion to vacate the previous ruling based on fraud. We present Marcus's forensic evidence and Jessica's testimony. And then..."
"And then?"
Sarah prompted. And then we go after them for everything they've done. Because this isn't just about a divorce anymore. This is about justice. The emergency hearing was set for 2 weeks later. Marcus uncovered more evidence of tampering, and Jessica provided a detailed timeline of her parents' scheme. The courtroom was packed when we arrived. Linda and Richard sat with David, all three looking confident until they saw Jessica walk in with me. "What is she doing here?" Linda hissed loudly. "She's my witness," Jake said calmly. "Problem?" David stood up. "You turned my own sister against me?" "Sit down, Mr. Martinez," Judge Morrison ordered. "We're here to address serious allegations of fraud and evidence tampering." Jake presented our case methodically. Marcus testified about the edited recordings, showing side-by-side comparisons of the manipulated versions versus the originals. The courtroom murmured as they saw how conversations had been spliced together. Then Jessica took the stand. "Miss Martinez," Jake began, "can you describe what you know about the evidence presented in the previous hearing?" "My parents fabricated most of it," she said clearly. "They hired a private investigator to create situations that would make Maria look bad, then recorded her reactions. I have emails between my mother and the investigator, between my parents planning everything." For the next hour, Jessica laid out the entire conspiracy. Every lie, every manipulation, every coordinated effort to destroy my life. When she finished, Judge Morrison looked at Linda and Richard with disgust. "Do you have anything to say?" Linda stood up, her composure cracking. "That girl is lying. She's always been jealous of her brother." "Enough." The judge's voice was ice cold. "I've reviewed the forensic evidence. I've seen the emails. I'm referring this matter to the district attorney's office for criminal investigation. I'm vacating all previous rulings in this case." David exploded. "You can't do this. That business is half mine." "Actually," Jake said, "we've discovered that Mr. Martinez has been embezzling from the business. We have documentation of transfers to offshore accounts and falsified expense reports." David's face went red. "I earned that money. I deserve..." "You deserve prison," I said, standing up. "For fraud, for theft, for everything you've done." He lunged toward me, but the bailiff intercepted him. "You ruined my life," he screamed. "Mr. Martinez, you're in contempt," the judge said. "Bailiff, remove him." As David was dragged out, Linda tried one last time. "Maria, please, we can work this out. We're family. We can forgive each other and move on." I looked at her and laughed. "Forgive you? Linda, you're going to prison. You committed fraud, perjury, and conspiracy. You want forgiveness?" "I'm sorry," she whispered. "We made a mistake. Please, save it for your lawyer," I said. "The only thing I'm interested in is watching you face justice." 6 months later, I stood in the same courtroom for sentencing. Linda got 3 years for fraud and perjury. Richard got 2 years as an accessory. David got 5 years for embezzlement and an additional year for the assault on Jessica. Sarah squeezed my hand as we left. "How do you feel?" "Like I can finally breathe," I said. "They tried to take everything, but instead they lost everything themselves." Jessica joined us on the courthouse steps. "Thank you for believing me. Thank you for having the courage to tell the truth," I said, hugging her. "What will you do now?" "Start over. Maybe move away. Get away from all of this. If you ever need anything, call me. You saved my life, Jessica." She smiled sadly. "I just told the truth. They destroyed themselves." As I drove home, I thought about how close I'd come to losing everything. But I'd fought back, gathered evidence, and refused to give up. Now my business was mine. My reputation was restored, and the people who'd tried to destroy me were paying the price. Justice isn't always easy, but it's always worth fighting for. What would you do if your own family betrayed you in court? Have you ever discovered that someone you trusted was plotting against you? Share your stories in the comments below, and don't forget to like and subscribe for more true revenge stories.